Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Earl Averill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Cal McLish. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Cal McLish. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Hale. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Niemann. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gus Triandos. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Pyburn. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Willie Miranda. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill White. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Bill White. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel strikes out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila misplays the ball. That's an error on Avila. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adams. The throw from Averill and he is safe. Adams steals second. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into left field. Smith picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Smith. Adams scores. Kell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Orioles. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kell scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Orioles. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Pyburn chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Miranda. Miranda fumbles the ball. That's a triple and an error on Miranda. Wirtz goes all the way around to score. Busby moves all the way to home. It's Indians, 2, Orioles, 2. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Averill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Indians will come to bat. Cal McLish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLish strikes out. One out. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0 for 1 in the game. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Adams scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Orioles. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 0 for 1 in the game. Niemann hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. Niemann reaches second base with a double. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Triandos hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Niemann scores. It's 4-2, Orioles. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a line drive towards short. Miranda reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosen moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into center field. Pyburn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0-for-1 in the game. Pyburn hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 0-for-1 in the game. Miranda hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby. Miranda reaches second base with a double. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miranda moves to third. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLish fields it and throws to home to get Miranda. White moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Triando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Narragón pinch hits for Cal McLish. Hal Narragón is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Narragón hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Francona. Narragón reaches second base with a double. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-2 in the game. Carrasquel strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bob Feller now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Niemann hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Triandos hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards short. Miranda settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-2 in the game. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Colavito throws the ball into Carrasquel, who tags Francona trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0-for-2 in the game. Pyburn hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Miranda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. White hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Busby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Erle Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miranda scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Bob Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Niemann strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chuck Deering now playing left field. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel takes first base on ball 4. George Zivarink now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into right field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Gus Triandos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Triandos is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Triandos hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Francona hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Francona. The throw from Averill and he is safe. Francona steals second. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Averill for a passed ball. Francona moves to third. Jim Pyburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pyburn is 0 for 3 in the game. Pyburn takes first base on ball 4. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pyburn. The throw from Averill and he is safe. Pyburn steals second. Willie Miranda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miranda is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Miranda hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Francona tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-2, Orioles. George Zvorink is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zvorink hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wirtz strikes out. 1 out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 3 in the game. Averill strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.